You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Wire. Last week, the New Zealand Defence Force, the NZDF, awarded a contract to defence company BAE Systems to upgrade its VBS4 Whole Earth Virtual Desktop Trainer. BAE Systems has previously been found guilty of conspiring to defraud the United States and making false statements about its compliance with the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The British company is currently under investigation in India for criminal conspiracy in the procurement and licensing of advanced jet trainers. Furthermore, BAE Systems has been the subject of criticism for its production of weapons components sold to Israel for its war in Gaza. The contract has drawn criticism from activist groups in New Zealand who say that the Defence Force should have more established standards regarding which companies it chooses to award contracts to. I spoke to a representative from Peace Action Wellington, Valerie Morse, about the contract and what it means in the wider context of the morality of the NZDF's operations. In your view, what makes BAE Systems uniquely amoral compared to other weapons manufacturers, which also undertake often morally dubious activities?
Well, I guess what I would say is what makes BAE Systems particularly egregious is that their corruption has been laid bare in U.S. courts of law, in international forum, and they have paid a $400 million fine in the United States for corruption. And it's pretty clear that that corruption continues. So as a contractor to the New Zealand government, the idea that we're doing essentially doing business, and whatever kind of business that is, with a corrupt business is quite shocking.
Don't you think it would be quite difficult to procure any military equipment if you're only buying from morally pure arms suppliers?
I do think it would be almost impossible, yes, and which should perhaps give us pause for thought about who exactly we're buying weapons from and why.
What actions would you have preferred that the NZDF had taken in this situation?
Well, I guess what I would say is I question the need for this particular system. It's very clear that the system was purchased by NATO and the United States and Australia, and it seems to me very likely that the reason why New Zealand purchased this was to keep up with their training partners, not because there's any particular need in New Zealand for this system.
In a press statement, you said that funds going to the military contract should be going to other areas such as health and housing. Do you not think there is some need for effective military infrastructure and systems in Aotearoa?
I don't actually think that there's a particular need for a standing army. New Zealand spends about $6 billion a year on the military, about $20 million a week on the military. And up until very, very recently, there was no demonstrable threat to New Zealand. And the most clear demonstrable threat to New Zealand now is a coalition government that is desperately trying to go to war with the United States against China. So it is the New Zealand government's position which is actually causing instability and really ratcheting things up. So that's really fundamentally the problem. The need for a standing army is not something that is very sensible in my mind in a country of 5 million people at the bottom of the earth. So I'm very unlikely to be invaded by anybody. What we need actually is some civilian preparedness, but really we need to think about the problems that are here right now, which are serious social unrest, poverty, and instability here in this country.
How much is the contract expected to cost the NZDF?
That's a very good question. That hasn't been made public.
Realistically, in the face of an over $400 billion contract between BAE Systems and AUKUS, how much impact will a relatively minor contract upgrading a training system have in terms of financially supporting BAE Systems?
Well, I guess what I would say is every amount of money goes to support it to some degree. You know, like whether that's a small degree or a large degree isn't really the question, right? It's a matter of supporting it or not supporting it. So, yeah, I think the issues that I raise about doing business with BAE is that, you know, it seems at the very least that the New Zealand government should have some procurement rules in place that says we don't do business with firms that are actively being investigated for corruption and have a history of widespread corruption, tax evasion and money laundering. So it's pretty clear that the New Zealand government and the New Zealand Defence Force procurement doesn't actually have those rules in place, which suggests that it's quite happy to support those processes.
That was Peace Action Wellington representative Valerie Morse speaking about the New Zealand Defence Force's contract with BAE Systems.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.